live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there are calls for an emergency meeting of the Donegal ETB to discuss the sale of a former Fruit of the Loom facility, which had been identified as a preferred site for the proposed three-school campus in Buncrana. RAP has welcomed SIPTU's decision to suspend industrial action and accept an invitation to talks. It's been confirmed that TUSLA plan to fill 9 vacant social worker posts in Donegal by the final quarter of this year, and the number of recorded drug offences in Donegal has doubled in 2018. Those stories you follow on Full Plus More, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first the news, the Good Friday Agreement is not up for negotiation as part of Brexit, according to the Taoiseach. DUP leader Arlene Foster has said the agreement is not untouchable and could be altered to end the Brexit deadlock. She's been accused of being reckless with the peace process for making the comments. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says it's something the government won't consider.
It could only be changed with the agreement of the British and Irish government, and could only be changed with the consent of the people of Northern Ireland, and indeed cross-community consent at that. It is not something that can be changed by any one political party or by any one government. And certainly, as far as this government is concerned, the Good Friday Agreement is not up for negotiation in these talks over Brexit.
RAP has welcomed SIPTU's decision to suspend industrial action and accept an invitation to talks. 2 months have been set aside for the talks, with SIPTU regional organiser Declan Ferry saying they are hoping for a positive outcome.
Well, late last night we received a proposal from management to enter into a talks process aimed at finding a solution to the dispute.
So what do you hope now to obviously achieve from these talks?
Well, we have agreed to suspend industrial action pending the outcome of these discussions with the company.
And when do we know if those talks, when are they going to take place?
Well, we have proposed that these talks would take place over a 2-month period, where an independent consultant will be appointed, and both parties have agreed to sit down and enter into discussions with this independent consultant.
I suppose the key word from yourselves is that strike action has been suspended. It's not exactly off the table if the talks don't go in your favour.
Absolutely. It's suspended for the reason for us to enter into these meaningful discussions. And we'd be hoping that we will have an agreement at the end of those discussions and be able to suspend the action for good, you know.
The company says it will not engage in further media statements and comment until the process has been completed. Local councillor Micheál Colmagill-Osbeg expects a third-party mediator will become involved.
I think it's very encouraging, certainly, that the management have seen now the importance of negotiation, and I'm hoping that once that negotiation starts, that the outcome will be very favourable towards the workers. At the end of the day, talking and communication is always important, and we're hopeful now that this will be a positive outcome.
You've been calling in the past yourself for involvement in this by the community, by others. Does that remain the case, or is it now time perhaps for others to stand back and just let the company and SIPTU and the workers resolve this together if they can?
I think what's going to happen now is that both the union and the company will agree a mediator, a third party, to help work this through. Hopefully that will be to the benefit of the workers, but at the end of the day, what I think is really important, there has to be lessons that has to be learnt out of this here, and if there are companies coming into the community, I think it's really, really important that they do agree to recognise unions when workers organise themselves. I think when there's a good, healthy communication between workers and management, I think things work a lot better.
There are calls for an emergency meeting of the Donegal ETB to discuss the sale of a former Fruit of the Loom facility, which had been identified as the preferred site for the proposed three-school campus in Buncrana. Councillor Albert Doherty says urgent clarity is needed on the situation. Meanwhile, Councillor Mickey Doherty says he has spoken to the new owners and they are willing to negotiate with the Department of Education and Donegal County Council to allow the plans proceed. News of the sale has sparked major concern in Inishowen. Catherine Gaffney has this special report.
Planning for the three-school campus in Buncrana has been ongoing for over a decade, with the Ballymacarry site long since deemed as the preferred location. It's now emerged that the site has been sold to a third party, leading to fears that the progress on the three-school campus may be delayed even more. Urgent clarity is now being sought from the Education Minister on the issue. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnellogue says if the site has been lost, it would represent a major blow to the department.
There is massive questions from the department and government, and I'll be seeking an immediate meeting with the Minister for Education to clarify the position with the Minister and the department, and to try and ensure that we can get a pathway on track which will ensure that this project can proceed. But unfortunately, it certainly would represent a big blow if this particular site has been lost to the Department of Education.
Councillor Rena Donaghy is chair of the Donegal ETB. She's hit out of the inaction of the Department of Education, saying at one point there was a period of a year when no updates were given and five letters were not responded to.
After those five letters, that there was no acknowledgement whatsoever from the department, that was when I called for a meeting with the minister. The whole process was far too slow from day one. What I can see happening is one of these schools, or maybe two of them, or maybe the whole three, will go their own way because they're so sick and tired of all of this.
However, Councillor Mickey Doherty says he's been told by the new owners that they are willing to negotiate for the campus to have the 15 acres it needs. He says this is a major wake-up call for the Department of Education.
I know them personally. I spoke to them this morning, and the site is still available. There's 22 acres on the site, and the campus only needs 15. That's all was supposedly being bought anyhow. It's very disappointing for parents and pupils and teachers and everybody else, the whole entire community there. And I can understand Councillor Donaghy's frustration on it also, like, you know. But the water's not all gone yet, you know. And the opportunity is still there.
Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin says he and other public representatives were led to believe that negotiations were at a positive stage. He said that he warned some time back that a compulsory purchase order should have been under discussion long before now.
The government have been reluctant to do that in this case and have allowed negotiations to continue on and on. So what I'm saying is, whether the site is owned by the current owner or has been sold on, a compulsory purchase order has to be considered in the public interest. It has to be clear that it's on the table.
Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Donegal Minister Joe McHugh has stated that he has met with the Education Minister and has asked for clarification on the position of the proposed site. He's also been in touch with parents, principals and stakeholders to reassure them that clarification is being sought.
Tusla has confirmed plans to fill vacant social worker posts in Donegal. The Child and Family Agency say they hope to have the 9 posts filled by the final quarter of this year. The announcement comes after it was revealed last month that a social worker hadn't been appointed to Donegal to carry out childcare reports for the last 2 years. Councillor Paul Canning is urging anyone who experienced delays with their case to start preparing their cases as soon as possible.
Confirmation came through from Deputy Charlie McConnell's office that they had asked the minister to deal with the case. As you well aware, the childcare case reports, there was no social worker. So the response that came back from Tusla is that they will be employing up to 9 social workers in the county before the end of this year. Social workers, it could go to any department, so we have to keep that on the case and ensure that these social workers are referred to the childcare case reports.
Do you hope that the post will be filled quickly, that people will be available to take up the positions?
Yeah, I think there has been ongoing, as the man says, ongoing interviews, etc., this last since July. So the progress has been made. So it should be, if the people take up the post, it should be taken up before the end of this year, hopefully.
And the message, I suppose, then, is anybody who has been delayed in having their cases heard should begin preparing them sooner rather than later.
Yeah, anybody that has been affected by this should automatically or immediately get on to their solicitor or whoever's dealing with their case to get their case heard again in the court now that the social workers are starting to come on board.
Fianna Fáil says the government may find it difficult to pass the budget following the resignation of one of its backbenchers. Louth TD Peter Fitzpatrick announced his resignation from Fine Gael last night. He now intends to run as an independent in the next election. Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher says it's up to the government to ensure they have the numbers to get the budget over the line.
We are committed to the confidence and supply agreement with the caveats that it is implemented in terms of the budgetary process, that the key priorities that we've outlined are included in that. It is a matter then for the government side to ensure that they have 57 deputies with Fianna Fáil abstaining to ensure that the budget is carried.
The number of recorded drug offences in Donegal has doubled in 2018. The latest data from the CSO has revealed that controlled drugs offences increased from 59 in the first quarter of this year to 120 in the second quarter. The number of drug offences also increased from 98 in the second quarter of last year. Carlene Orr has more.
Possession for sale or supply doubled from 10 to 20 since the same time last year and increased from 8 in the first quarter of 2018. Possession for personal use increased from 50 to 94 between the first and second quarter of this year and increased from 86 in the first quarter of 2017. Theft and related offences fell from 171 to 156 year to year and from 186 in the first quarter of this year. There was a marked increase in the number of drink driving offences, which jumped from 64 in the first quarter of the year to 103, but fell from 115 in the same period last year.
There are claims that housing waiting list figures are being manipulated somewhat by Donegal County Council. In the Stranorder Municipal District, there are currently 106 people on the social housing waiting list and 159 applicants accommodated with HAP assistance who have opted to remain on the council social housing list. Councillor Gary Doherty has raised concern that the HAP scheme is not a sustainable housing solution and that the number of HAP applicants should be combined with those on the social housing waiting list to produce a clear picture of the situation.
HAP is a temporary measure for people who are on the social housing waiting list, particularly what we're seeing at the minute now that the housing market has improved again. Many landlords are now putting these properties on the market again and informing the HAP tenants that they will now be evicted from these homes once the sales are agreed. Now obviously there are statutory notices of eviction that these tenants must receive. Unfortunately, the county council just don't have the houses to put these people in, and it's creating a vicious circle. So my point certainly is that HAP is not a long-term sustainable solution to any housing crisis we have in Donegal. We simply need to be building more social houses.
And you said too that the HAP applicants should be combined with those on the social housing waiting list.
To my mind, there's a bit of a manipulation of the figures here, because we're being presented with a net housing waiting list, which is not inclusive of the number of housing tenants who are currently in receipt of HAP. There's a doubling, basically, of the net housing waiting list that the council are giving us, and I suppose that's mirroring the national figures that we're seeing. Housing Minister Owen Murphy is being put under pressure in Leinster House because of a manipulation of figures by the department, and we're now seeing that the Central Statistics Office are now taking charge of compiling those figures because the housing department simply can't be trusted with them. And I think we're seeing a manifestation of that at a local level here, because the HAP tenants and people here in receipt of the HAP payment are on the social housing waiting list, so they should be included in those figures, and we should not be manipulating the figures just to make it seem like there are less people on the waiting list than there actually are.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal Club Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time to lead a sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic games, and five rule changes to Gaelic football have been proposed by the GAA's Standing Committee on Playing Rules. Restricting the number of consecutive hand passes to three is the first of those proposed changes. They've also put forward the idea of to reintroduce the sunbun period of 10 minutes. That's for players receiving a black card or a second yellow card. Now, under their proposals, only two players from each team would be allowed between the two 45 metre lines at a kickout. They're also seeking to expand the parameters of the rules surrounding the mark and for the sideline kicks to only be taken in a forward direction once they're outside the opponent's 13 metre line. If approved, the proposals could be trialled in next year's league campaign. Well, here in Donegal, arrangements for another busy weekend of club championship action have been confirmed. We already know Glenn Swilly and Niamh Connell will meet in the senior semi-final in McCool Park on Saturday evening, and Gwydor will meet McCools in the other semi-final in O'Donnell Park on Sunday. The times and venues for the rest of this weekend's fixtures have now been sorted out. The senior relegation playoff is on Saturday in the O'Donnell Park between Milford and Burt, with a throw-in time of 3:30. An intermediate championship Championship. The semi-finals are on this weekend on Saturday in Tyrconnell Park in Donegal Town. Éireadh Ballyshannon, they play Naofe Columba at 4 o'clock. And on Sunday in Ardra, Glenfinn, they play St. Noel's with a 2 o'clock throw-in time for that one. The intermediate relegation playoff is on Saturday in the O'Donnell Park. It's Downings against Buncrana. That starts at 1:30. Moving on to soccer, and the draw was made earlier today for the second round of the FAI New Balance Intermediate Challenge Cup. And Eamon McConaughey's Letterkenny Rovers have been drawn at home to play Gavin Cullen's Ulster Senior League champions Coghill Celtic, while the other tie sees Bonagie United drawn at home against Swaley Rovers under their new managers Jason Gibson and Tony McNamee. Ties are to be played on the week ending the 21st of October. Cross Channel, Manchester City, they've headed to Germany this evening looking to kickstart their Champions League campaign. That's following defeat at home to Lyon a fortnight ago. City take on Hoffenheim. The Bundesliga side have won just once domestically since their 2-2 draw with Shakhtar Donetsk last time out. Kickoff in Germany is 5-6. Group G's other game has an 8 o'clock start with Lyon playing host to Shakhtar. And Manchester United, they're also in action tonight. Their last victory came in the Champions League 2 weeks ago. Jose Mourinho's side welcome Valencia to Old Trafford tonight. That one starts at 8 o'clock, while at 5:55 Juventus they entertain Young Boys. In Group G tonight, defending champions Real Madrid, they're away to CSKA Moscow, while Roma they take on Victoria Pilsen. And in Group E, Bayern Munich they face Ajax, and AEK Athens they're up against Benfica. Elsewhere, Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino has confirmed Hugo Lloris will start tomorrow night's meeting with Barcelona at Wembley. The Spurs goalkeeper and captain last played in August's 3-0 win over Manchester United just after he was charged with drink driving. However, Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen, Jan Vertonghen, Moussa Dembele and Serge Aurier have all been ruled out of tomorrow night's game. On the pitch as well tonight, there's one outstanding Caribou Cup third round tie to be settled. Everton, they take on Southampton at Goodison Park, with the winners travelling to Leicester in round four. Kickoff in Merseyside is 7:45. And in other news, the woman who alleges she was raped by Cristiano Ronaldo in 2009 is suing the Juventus forward. The suit was filed at a Clark County court in Nevada last week, with the woman also seeking to void a confidentiality agreement which she claims was used to keep her story private. Las Vegas police say a criminal case with the number matching that published in the Associated Der Spiegel article has been reopened. Ronaldo has denied the claims levelled against him. Moving on to rugby, and Ulster have been hit with a significant injury blow ahead of the Champions Cup campaign. Centre Darren Cave, he suffered a fractured thumb in Saturday's thrashing at the hands of Munster, and he's expected to miss the next 8 weeks. If all goes to plan, it means Cave would be out until December's back-to-back Champions Cup pool games with the Scarlets. Ian Henderson is unlikely to face Connacht on Friday, having suffered a concussion at Thomond Park last weekend. But in better news for the province, Rory Best, Jacob Stockdale and Sean Reedy have all recovered from their respective injuries and will be available for selection on Friday. And Jonathan Sexton, he appears unlikely to start Leinster's Pro 14 meeting with Munster on Saturday. The out-half skippered yesterday's training session, having started each of Leinster's last three games. Ross Byrne would be the man to wear the number 10 jersey in Sexton's absence, with Leinster having one eye on their Champions Cup opener with Wasps in a couple of weeks' time. Moving on to golf, and a woman struck by a ball at the Ryder Cup says that she's been blinded in her right eye. US Open champion Brooks Koepka ran over to her and apologised after she was hit by his tee shot. Now she's planning to sue the organisers, claiming there was no warning from officials before the ball headed towards the gallery. A statement from the Ryder Cup organisers disputes the claim of no warnings, saying four was shouted several times following the tee shot. Organisers say they will offer the woman and her family assistance for as long as is necessary. And further details of the unrest in the US Ryder Cup team have emerged. Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka reportedly had to be separated at Europe's victory party on Sunday night. It follows Patrick Reed's claims that Jordan Spieth didn't want to play alongside him over the weekend in Paris, and that egos got in the way of the American efforts. Well, more locally in golf, after a wait of 12 years, Letterkenny Golf Club have won the Donegal League Tyrconnell Cup recently. Heading on to the second leg against Rosapenna at Barnhill, Letterkenny had a 3.5 to 1.5 lead. Rosapenna put up a huge fight away from home as young Ronan Daly sealed a second leg victory on the final green to leave the overall match all square at 5 each. Seamus Farns, Letterkenny side, were awarded the title on countback. Finally for this evening in darts, three former world champions there in last 16 action at the World Grand Prix in City West tonight. First up, Raymond Van Barneveld goes up against Dave Chisnell. That's followed by the meeting of Gary Anderson and Jeffrey Van de Zwaan. Now the last match at the hockey sees Michael Van Gerwen taking on Darren Webster. While defending champion Daryl Gurney, he's also in action tonight with the man they call the Super Chin facing Holland's Ron Mellencamp tonight. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here on Highland will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Donegal County Council has agreed to fill in a 4-foot-deep hole on Sweet Nelly's Beach in Greencastle. In recent weeks, the hole emerged near the shore, creating what local environmentalist Enda Craig described as a serious hazard. Following discussions on whose responsibility this situation is, Mr. Craig says that's finally been addressed.
I'm delighted that the Donegal County Council have finally accepted they are responsible for sorting out this very dangerous situation. Fair play to them. Last night, they sent me an email stating that first possible opportunity at low tide, they intend to send a JCB down to resolve the dangerous situation.
So when do you anticipate that will happen?
I will be going down there tomorrow morning, and I know the tides and I know what times they're at. I'd like to think that by tomorrow morning, they've had an opportunity twice today to get it sorted, so hopefully tomorrow morning. It's kind of difficult for me to understand how the council would not have understood that they had responsibility for the beaches, but anyway, you know, at the end of the day, I'm glad now that that's been sorted and they know they know what they're responsible for.
Minister Michael Ring is being urged to increase funding for Donegal under the 2014 to 2020 Leader Programme. An additional €30 million has been made available nationally, but in the Dáil, the Minister told Deputy Charlie McConlogue that he believes the amount allocated in Donegal up to now is sufficient.
The allocation to the local action group in Donegal is €12.9 million over the lifetime of the programme. The LAG has so far allocated 35% or €3.9 million of its project budget to 92 applicants, leaving a further €6.3 million available to be allocated over the remainder of the programme. I am confident that the funding available to Leader in County Donegal is sufficient to meet the expected demand. However, the position will be kept under review by my department over the remaining lifetime of the programme.
However, Deputy McConlogue is urging Minister Ring to review his decision, saying the need in Donegal is such that any extra funds will be drawn down and well spent. Gardaí have targeted around 100 people this year who they suspect of being involved in the possession and distribution of child abuse images. 32 searches have been carried out over the past 5 days in the latest phase of their investigations. One man has been questioned on suspicion of selling child sex dolls online. Detective Chief Superintendent Declan Daly says this behaviour is a recent development.
It's a new phenomenon that we were aware of from our international liaison, and we were ready for. We had an expectation that would come, and we've been targeting those people who are involved, and there will be more further inquiries in relation to those that part of Operation Catch.
Brexit could have recession-type effects and bring losses of €135 million a year to the drinks and hospitality industry. That's according to a new report from the Drinks Industry Group of Ireland. They're concerned that the effects of Brexit are already being felt and want taxes on alcohol reduced in this year's budget to provide some relief from businesses. Economics professor at Dublin City University, Tony Foley, believes the government needs to help these companies compete.
What we should really be focusing on in the budget is any and every measure which would enhance the supply competitiveness of the economy, which makes it easier for businesses to cope with the additional costs of Brexit.
And finally in news, Carndonagh Post Office is one of 10 across the country due to take part in a pilot digital assist programme. The government has allocated 80,000 euro in funding to equip the post offices with kiosk units, which will enable people access government and local authority information and services. Adrian Harmon has more details.
Cardonagh Post Office is one of 10 rural post offices nationwide to take part in the pilot programme. The specially designed kiosks will offer people the facility within the community to easily access state and local authority information, with postmasters at each participating post office already trained in using the machines. Members of the public can also print important information from the kiosks free of charge. IPU General Secretary Ned O'Hara says there are further services that have been committed by Onpost, such as motor tax, vehicle registration, driving licences, identity verification and additional bill pay services. He says he would like to see these services rolled out as soon as possible.
Weather now, a few bright spells but mainly cloudy for the evening with some drizzle at times. Cloudy tonight also with some light rain and drizzle, and lowest temperatures of 12 or 13 degrees and mostly moderate southwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there are calls for an emergency meeting of the Donegal ETB to discuss the sale of a former Fruit of the Loom facility, which had been identified as the preferred site for the proposed three-school campus in Bonkrana. Councillor Albert Doherty says urgent clarity is needed on the situation. RAP has welcomed SIPTU's decision to suspend industrial action and accept an invitation to talks. 2 months have been set aside for the talks, with SIPTU regional organiser Declan Ferry saying they're hoping for a positive outcome. The number of recorded drug offences in Donegal has doubled in 2018. The latest data from the CSO has revealed that controlled drug offences increased from 59 in the first quarter of this year to 120 in the second quarter. And TUSLA has confirmed plans to fill vacant social worker posts in Donegal. The Child and Family Agency say they hope to have the 9 posts filled by the final quarter of this year. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 2nd of October. The death has taken place of Phelan McGill, Lag na Saoire, Ardra. His remains will leave Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield, this evening at 6 o'clock, travelling to his family residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place at Altmagavan Hospital of Margaret Speak, née Robinson, 12 Parkside Gardens, Sion Mills. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 25 past 11 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Sean Doherty, 15 Glen Park, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there at 10:15 on Thursday morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please, donations in lieu if desired, to Donegal Hospice and COPD Outreach Team, care of any family member. And the death has taken place of Katie Falls, 6 Terrater Road, Park, County Derry. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 10:20 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.